easy to please. And I felt her heart quiver, and I knew what I'd done. Says I, have you had enough of me old sporting gun? Oh, the answer she gave me, oh, her answer was nay. It's not often young sportsmen like you come this way. And if your powder is good and your bullets play fair, why don't you keep firing at the bonny black bear? Oh, me powder is spent, love, and me bullets all gone. Me ramrod is limber and I cannot fire on, but I'll be back in the morning, and if the weather proves fair, then I'll take another shot at your bonny black hair.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Alright, welcome to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, or if you're on the internet, www.citr.ca. My name is The Fote, and I will be with you until 1 p.m., so we got about 55 minutes left of rock and roll, punk, hardcore, you name it. I will be playing it. Yeah, so let's just jump into it. You just heard Bishop's Green, possibly one of my favorite local bands right now. They played a show last night at the Astoria and blew everyone away. It was a good time. That was the song Blinded, and that's off their LP. Last week I said that it was on like some European label, but I just looked at the LP right now, and it's on Longshot. So, yeah, pretty easy record to find, I think. Check it out. It's only six songs, but yeah, they have another LP in the making, they were telling me last night. Anyway, moving on, from Austin, Texas, this is The Marked Men.
I will heal in time, but you will receive. I tried counting calories.
Eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
Nothing sexier than voting on a hot summer day. Be sure to vote in the 40th Provincial General Election, Tuesday, May 14th. For more information, go to elections.bc.ca. First I say no, I've got some plans for tonight, and then I stop and say,
we'll be right back.
That was the Mighty Buzzcocks from the Singles Going Steady LP compilation thing with the song called Autonomy. Starting off that whole set was the Marked Men off of the split 7-inch with This Is My Fist with the song called Whip. After that, all the way from Switzerland, from the early 80s, all-girl band called Chin Chin with the song Never Surrender. That's off of the Sound of the Westway LP. Avengers after that with American and Me, and Generation X after that with 100 Punks, and of course the Buzzcocks with Autonomy. Playing some old classic bands, I guess. Kind of a mishmash today because I just moved and all my records are just scattered everywhere and not really alphabetized, so I just kind of grabbed a big pile. So you're going to get a mishmash of punk, which is always good. Lots of surprises and stuff like that. Okay, next up I'm going to play from Edmonton, Alberta, No Problem. I've played them a billion times on this radio show, and I'm probably going to play them a billion more because they're one of my favorite bands in Canada. And they're going to be on tour starting really soon, actually, and they will be in Vancouver on this Thursday, May 16th. They're going to be playing with locals Vacant State and All Out Panic, which is Aaron Brown's band. They played last night. They're pretty good. And a brand new local band called Snob. Fast hardcore, I guess. And that's going to be at the Nowhere Space. If you don't know where that is, you're going to have to ask around. You know, look for a dude with an Amoebix patch or something and ask him where that place would be, and he'll probably tell you. All I can say is it's pretty close to the Astoria, so maybe grab a few drinks at Crab Park or something before the show and come on down, see No Problem. And if you don't know what they sound like, this is what they sound like. This is No Problem on CITR, Generation Annihilation. ¶¶
But you vinyl heads, y'all are getting out of hand, bro. Y'all are getting out of hand.
Attention vinyl bros and brodettes, the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair takes place Saturday, May 18th and Sunday, May 19th.
No matter how many records I buy, I can't fill this void.
Be sure to head down to the Cambrian Hall at 215 East 17th Avenue from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and get your hands on some of the rarest and best records Vancouver has to offer. For more info, go to vinylrecordfair.com.
We'll be right back. estimate human cost of the war in Afghanistan has gone up every year over the past 5 years. More than 2,500 coalition troops have been killed in the war, among those 1,600 U.S. troops.
We've diverted troops from Iraq and then put them back into Afghanistan.
But the number of Afghan casualties is much higher. Since 2006, when the U.S. started keeping records, nearly 10,000 Afghans have died.
And I see that really the mission has changed.
Nearly 10,000 Afghans have died.
Many
estimates say that that number could actually be much higher.
You think you got us fooled with your eloquent talk? The fingers on the button crossed behind your back, showing so much compassion in the public eye. What about 30,000 more that you sent to die? A peace prize in wartime, fortune's the prime time.
For politicians, for politicians, for politicians, for politics up.
For politicians, now another one's dead. For second, probably not allowed.
All right, from Boston, Massachusetts. Yeah, Boston, Massachusetts. No, not England in 1982. Boston in 2013. That was No Sir, I Won't with the song called More Politicians off of their self-titled 7-inch. I'm hoping more great stuff will come out from this band. I'm waiting for the LP. It should be really good. And yeah, that's about as far as I'm dipping into the political commentary on this show about, you know, voting and stuff like that. Yeah, apparently these guys don't really see eye to eye with it. Anarchists, eh? Let's see. Starting off that whole set, going back, I started with No Problem. Wow, this was a really long set. Sorry about that, everyone. That was No Problem with the song called Enemies, who, as I mentioned earlier, are playing this Thursday at the Nowhere Space, so check him out. Astacask after that with Ringhals Brinner. Articles of Faith with My Father's Dreams. No Hope for the Kids, my favorite band from Denmark, with the song called Secret Police off the Das Reich 7-inch. Motorhead after that with Vibrator off their first record. And No Sir, I Won't with More Politicians. And we have about 15 minutes left, so let's keep playing awesome stuff. I'm going to play a band from Spain called Absurdo, and Vancouver is really lucky these days. We're getting a lot of international hardcore punk bands coming to town. It wasn't always like this, so suck it up. Go to all these shows, support international hardcore. Support this band tonight, Absurdo. They're from Spain, Barcelona, I believe. And they will be playing with Skraling, who are all the way from Roberts Creek. An hour and a half away. Right Off, another local fast hardcore band. And Grinders, EOP, which features dudes from Massgrave. You may have seen them open up for Doom last month. And that's going to be happening at Jabba's Palace. You probably know where it is. If not, you're going to have to ask around. It should be really good. $10. First band's on at 9 p.m. sharp. So, yeah, go and check it out. It's going to be a really good banging time. And, here they are, Absurdo on CITR 101.9 FM, Generation Annihilation, and I'm Foat.
Destroy! 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 Destro LiveBand.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveBand.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Testament.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Fuck, fuck, fuck!
Okay, we're almost out of time here on Generation Annihilation, but yeah, I'll just announce what songs I played there. First in the set, you heard Absurdo from Spain. As I said before, they're playing Jabba's Palace. Sorry if I sound like a broken record, I just want a lot of people to come to this show, because if they don't, they're going to miss out big time. So yeah, go see Absurdo tonight at Jabba's. After that, I put a little Canadian content into our show and played Unruled with the song called Time is Running Out. And Born Dead Icons after that, also from Montreal, with Forever Soaked in Blood. And I just played Final Warning with Rain of Death. And yeah, I believe it was the singer, he passed away. He went on to play in the band Trauma. I played them last week, and yeah, this was his old band. One of the first, like, kind of D-beat bands from Portland. They created a monster there. Okay, I'm about out of time. I'm going to play two songs. First, I'm going to play a local band called Write Off, who are playing the Absurdo show tonight. And they have another show lined up. They're going to be playing at the Nowhere Space on May 20th with a band called Negative Degree from Colorado. Should be a pretty decent show. There's a couple other bands playing. I can't really remember off the top of my head. But yeah, go check it out. Support your local scene. Yeah, tons of awesome shows coming up. So keep on keeping on. And yeah, I think Aaron Brown will be back next week. Hopefully his hangover will be gone from his 40th birthday night last night. And yeah, I'll see you soon. This was Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9. And this is Right Off, and right after that, I'm going to end it with, I don't know, I'm going to throw a curveball at you and play a little Discharge to play us out, and yeah, take care.
All right, hello and welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron. And, well, we obviously know the news that's happened recently, and both Andy and Reese have done their tributes, and I thought I'd do a little tribute to sort of, I don't know, close it off. Not so much close it off that I'm going to play Slayer, but just close it off on the tribute side of things. Slayer music is there to listen to forever. So anyway, we talk about, of course, Jeff Hanneman passed away recently. I still don't know if it was, they say it was liver related, but I think his bite that he had from the spider might have exacerbated it, or whatever the word is. So anyway, it's really too bad. He was an iconic guitarist, iconic person for the metal scene in general. Obviously, a lot of this stuff has been said by many metal shows all over the world, metal bands, metal fans, members. Everybody's been hit hard by this. It was really kind of unexpected, because although personally I didn't think he'd ever be able to really play again, I really wasn't expecting this. So you just never know, right? Anyway, what you listened to there was Rain and Blood, which is from Jeff's home recording. And I would assume that would be maybe when he was working out what his solo would be in that for doing the Rain and Blood album. And that actually comes from a Rarities box set, which is very cool. If you're a Slayer fan, I'm sure you have this already, the Soundtrack to the Apocalypse, which is four CDs, one DVD, came out in 2003. And, I'm going to be doing a bit of a Slayer set. But before I do, though, want to mention some exciting news. I'm over the moon on this. I'm so excited. One of my favorite bands, who I never really thought I'd ever get to see, is finally going to play not only North America, but they're coming to Vancouver. And that's Artillery. They are not headlining, though, which I still can't believe. But anyway, the show is Gamma Bomb headlining Artillery, Bonded by Blood, and Fueled by Fire at the Red Room on August 27th. This show is going to be epic. For me, this year is just amazing. Having Artillery come, Overkill come, I couldn't ask for more, you know. So many great bands are coming to town. There's so many concerts right now. I don't know how everyone can really afford everything. Either if you're going to support the bands, you have to decide whether you're going to buy the albums or you're going to go to the concerts, or if you can afford both. There's a lot of shows going on, like I say, and I'm going to do quite an extensive gig guide later on. But I guess I will start off here with my Slayer set. And since I know Reese, the Mad Butcher, did kind of an albums Slayer set last week, I thought, because I'm so in love with live recordings, I thought I'd do a live set. So I was hoping to play some rarities, but I really couldn't find anything that I thought was airplay quality kind of thing. So you're going to get stuff off of their great Decade of Aggression and Live Undead CDs. So anyway, this is Slayer featuring the great late Jeff Hanneman on guitar. And this is Slayer off the Live Undead, and this is Black Magic Live. You're listening to Power Chord on CITR. I'm Metal Ron, and away we go.